Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibad said on Saturdays, the Sabbath, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayan Asgeta, Kohulum Tahayan Asaya, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayan Asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars, full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Divine, and if it's with the mall, we call, we high and I go, oh, sure. You'll find your personal life,
Your face look different this time. Your prime position and prayer balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The root of David, he could only be slow. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. That's why I say Benzela, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your heart. Benzela, oh Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Oh,
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Shalom. You know we are Israelites. You know we are Israelites.
Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Oh, me
Israelite.
In the morning they pay for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Oh, Israelite.
What fun my kids, up on the lady. Darling, she said I was young to receive.
Oh, Israelite.
Shut them a tear up, chose his ago.
Everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They've even learned to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were God. Africans are smart, aren't they? See, over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shuvah, shalom, the Sabbath of the return, shalom. That right there is a little clip of Charles Manson. You know, he speaks on black people, you know what I mean? Black people that before the white, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism schisms, you know, of inferiority posing as supremacy. In his opinion, Charles Manson, black people were gods. We know that we are who we are.
You know we are Israel.
But hear this again, just once again, just here. Yes, I.
Not that I hate you first. You're the first line I hate. I hate all white people. White people are rotten. And black people are just like them. Because you've made them just exactly like you. They walk like you, they talk like you, everything they do is like you. They want to be you so much. They love your woman more than you do. They know your mind better than you. They wear your clothes. They've even learned to wear your shoes. You take them out of the jungle, and you want to make them into a man. Why couldn't they be left to be God? Why do you want to make them into a man? In the jungle, they were God. Africans are smart, aren't they? And over here, everybody thinks them old black people are just dumb old colored folks. But they're not dumb old colored folks. They're very smart. They're very aware. And their capacity for fear is three times what yours is.
Interesting. It says black people's capacity for fear is three times. Black people were gods before the so-called white man tried to make the black man into a white man. So here's the season of Teshuvah. Right, making that turn from the straight way to Yahweh, truth and life. I have said ye are gods, but it says all of I and I. Yes, I, time for the repentance, time for the turn, time for the adjustments before the judgment. Calling. The B'nai Elohim, the sons of Elohim, of Adonai, Rastafari, angels.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes, sir.
You know we are
Israelites. And I say Amen. I and I admit the truth. Credit. Yes, sir.
Israel. What does Shema Yisrael Yahweh Eloheinu Yahweh Achad Heo Israel Heo Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
You know we are
Keep up, Israel. Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is doomed forever.
Good afternoon.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because these king of kings have passed come through the land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only king of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo!
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself.
Green, yellow, and red, Arungwade, beach, okay.
This one is. Sizzler,
good for you, what you, what you.
Everybody know the right road, righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Trotting up the right road, righteousness me chose. Hey.
Blind that you does the right road.
Yeah.
Try the light road, the light road, the right road. Yo. Big up us too.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steal a seven,
yeah.
Love and I'm dead. Don't come on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Since I can't enjoy the big guy judgment, you know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Steal a seven, love and I'm dead. Don't come on.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Since I can't enjoy the big guy judgment, you know.
Wide.
Cause somehow Dada just keep on blessing this place. Somehow Rastafari just keep on showing us his love and his grace. Somehow Dada just keep on blessing this place. Somehow Rastafari just keep on showing us his face. When I'm cruising through, moving through, I can see that the little children need new clothes and shoes. I can see that the little children need education and food. Cause I've got stress and I've got the vibes. I've got my children and my beautiful wife. Life is for love, life is for leaving. The blessing from above is so much I keep giving. He created the heaven and the earth. Let us enjoy it. Praise the Lord and don't destroy it. Whoa. Cause somehow Jada just keep on blessing this place. Somehow Rastafari keeps showing us all his love and his grace. Somehow King Selassie I just keep on blessing Mama Africa. Oh yeah. Somehow Rastafari I just keep on. Oh yeah. Things
is and time is so tempting. What's the words from your mouth? But it is empty. Still we can work something out. Don't know where the next step coming from yet. We've got lyrics jumping out. The people I grew up with, I keep on helping out. Say my prayers because so we provide your system is sold. Me not go commit no murder nor suicide. Still decide and give thanks for my life. They're gonna bless me, it's my guide. Oh yeah, down to the pride. You got to open up your eyes. Taking it simple, should never you go despise. Cause somehow, Jaja just keep on blessing this place. Somehow, as so far I keep on showing us, it's love and it's grace. Somehow, Jaja just keep on blessing our place. I got to be strong and serve the little what me have. I wish you good, so why you want to wish me bad? Why is it your boss? Why is it your brag? Feel you and give thanks and to you. Got somehow, Jaja just keep on blessing this place. Somehow, Rastafari just keep on showing us his love and his grace. Somehow, Rastafari just keep on showing us his face. Somehow, the most I keep defending the faith. When I'm cruising through or moving through, I can see that the little children need clothes and shoes. I can see that the little children need education, none of food. Cause I've got the sense and I've got the vibes. I've got my children and my beautiful wife. Hey, life is my love. Life is my living. The blessing from above is so much, so I keep giving. Jack created the heaven and the earth, so enjoy it. And now to destroy it. Oh, yeah.
Bring that barricade, barricade.
Bring it. Bring it.
Yo, 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 big up, big up, big up, big up, big up. Ras Kareem, A. Muhammad, and I Nine brothers and sisters in North Carolina. Yo, big up Ethiopian World Federation, big up the Lion of Judah Society and the Lion of Judah Brethren and Sistren in North Carolina. Yes, I. And this one, and this one, and this one is, and this one is, and this one is. Sizzler, good for you, what you, what you.
Righteousness me chose, got nothing to prove me can't lose. Treading up the right road, righteousness me chose. Hey, 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 hey.
Big up, big up, big up, big up, big up. Blind that you does the right road.
Yeah.
Try the right road, the right road, the right road.
Riding up the right road, righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Riding up the right road, righteousness me chose. Hey, 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 hey. Riding up the right road, righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Riding up the right road, me got nothing to prove. Yo, you hear me now, you hear me now. Real Jaja bless, boy. Keep your distance and don't test. R.S. me pop it out, me no business bonus. It's like a lunge from the shank and shake. All of the money from the bank I take. How can I ever live in shank I let them
breathe.
The river bank.
The right road. Line of Judah. Line of Judah. Society's the right road. Try. Try the right road, Lord of Judah, oh, charting the right now, yo, don't show and pose, yo, I got Ethiopian clothes, the right road, Ethiopian World Federation, Lord of the Society,
Riding up the right road, righteousness me chose. Got nothing to prove, me can't lose. Riding up the right road, righteousness me chose. Hey, 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 hey. Riding up the right road, road, righteousness me too. Prove me can't lose.
Line to the right road, righteousness rituals. Oh,
we got a bless, boy. Keep your distance and don't test. Arrest me, pop it out. We no business bullets. This is a
colony. Line to the right road.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Kadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Right, so we can keep it, what do you say, Levitical, keeping it Levitical. But what's the true context of it?
Now, some may ask the question, why is Vayelech? Or some would enunciate it as Vayelech.
And he went. Why is you laughing?
Hey, Doe. He having gone. He went. Why is this Torah portion here, the 52nd Torah portion, why is it read during the High Isla Day season? What's the reason that it's read during the High Isla Day, High Holy Day season here and the Shalosh Regalim here at the end of the year? He had a third of the three times in the year. Why is this Torah portion, Vayelech, and he went? Here we have one chapter. We have chapter 31. Now, chapter 31, Moshe's last counsel to HaKohanim, to the priests, Halloween, to the Levites, and to Yehoshua, and to Joshua. Why is it read? Well, Moses, you see, Moses, this is Moses' farewell right here, giving warnings, instructions to a new generation. This was entrusted to Halloween. Some say perhaps the Kohanim or the Kohathites, because it's them who carried or who cared for it and placed it beside the Ark of the Covenant as a testimony to Ahah. It was not placed inside the Ark, the Ha'aron, the Tabot, as where we have the two tablets of the Esoret HaDevarim, the Decalogue, the 10 words, the commandments. It was accorded the same honor as the two tablets, the 10 words, the Esoret HaDevarim, but they were not placed. This is a book, right? The book of the law, the Sefer HaTorah, the book of the law. Now, many ones in the New Covenant, the B'rit Chadashah sense, when I speak of the law and the laws and you know, the law being, you know, done away with, people are not really quite clear, right? And the majority, the 85 of most of the Christians, you know, like I said, the dumb, deaf, and blind, but there's a 10, you know, estimated 10% would know better, right? The so-called religious authority, we can say the Pharisees, the religious Pharisees and Sadducees, you know, of these latter days and times, of especially, you know, the counterfeit Christianity. But this has also crept in. This is creeping in, right? It's like an invasion, a spiritual, heretical invasion, right? That misunderstanding of what is really meant, right? When you say that the law is done away with, and then they read Hawari Apollos, Black St. Paul in the New Testament speaking on the law and the law being done away with, but the law being good, and people think like, what is this? Because they have not studied the foundation to know what is being referred to or what is being spoken of. So we have the book of the law, the Sefer HaTorah. Right? There's a book of the law, which is mentioned in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 24 to 26. The same thing as written, right, in the Torah scrolls. You know, some ask, is it the same thing that is written in the Torah scrolls of today? It's likely that there were some maybe scribal additions, such as this narrative right here, as well as the passage describing his own death, right, that later has been appended to Moshe's original Torah. Because someone's going to say, well, if Moses wrote the five books, how could he write about his own death? You know, the scripture says, don't answer a fool according to his folly, so you're not dislike them. And then it also says, right, these verses are together. You don't answer a fool according, you know, answer a fool, right? So he's not wise in his own conceit. This is a conceit of ignorance. Ones don't know, but think that he had found something. Oh, look, Moses wrote his, how could he write this? Right? So as we're studying, you know, Torah portion, section, reading, feeding the mana here and the mana there, right? And building on that, these questions are very, very important. So it's not to ignore these particular questions, but something because they ask a good question and because in their own ignorance, it seems as though, okay, I got you. It's like, I got your point. You got nothing. You know, it's like somebody think they got something, they open up their hand and it's empty, right? So when it's asked whether the book of the Torah mentioned in Deuteronomy 31, verses 24 to 26, is the same thing, is it the same thing, right, as it's written in the Torah scrolls, the scrolls that we have today, and then also we have these translations in the English, the KJV, for example. It's likely that there were some scribal additions to the original one that was written, right, as we have to look at the history, right, the history of the Ark. Very, very good song by Ras Ivai, you know, and Ayabingi, you know, if you don't know the history of the Ark, right, of the Ark, the Aron HaBrit, right, the Ark of the Covenant, the Tabot, Ethiopically referred to as the Tabot. If you don't know the history, you need to know the history of the Ark. Where are we right now in this time-space continuum, in this event horizon, right, and what is the history, right, what is the true narrative from such a time to this time? Because just zooming in right here, right, we're looking in the context of right here. This is before everything that came behind it,
right? But the core of what was written in the Sefer HaTorah is what we have here, with those scribal additions, right, as they were to put to it in order to keep the context, because even in these latter days and times, we're confronted, even from amongst, you know, many of our so-called own people with these nonsense questions that really are based on failure of reading and reading comprehension. Once we have read, they say, they read the Bible. Oh, I've read the Bible, but have you studied it? Have you studied it? To ask that question is either a question that you're going to ask and you're going to give the information, but if you're going to scoff it and mock it as though you have found something, you've got something, you've got nothing. So let's recognize this right here. But this is a very important and an interesting Torah portion reading and feeding right here. You know, it's one chapter. We have one chapter right here. A couple of the highlight themes in this chapter is that Moses gives his last counsel. Counsel. Right? Moses was that counsel. Right? Was like that defense, you know, they say the defense attorney, so to speak, for Yisrael. But he gives his last counsel to HaKohanim, to Halloween, and to Yehoshua. He has already spoken to the people and to this new generation. We have a new generation coming up, the patriarchs, you know, that many of the patriarchs from those who came out, Mimitzrayim, out of Kemet, that later on wants to return to Kemet. Sounds familiar? In these latter days and times, even among many who call themselves Rasta, so to speak, right? That generation had wandered and wandered to death. Right? They basically receive, you know, a gracious sentence instead of being an outright destruction at one time, right, for 40 years, a year for a day. And Jah said their clothing and their shoes did not wear out. Their clothing and their kicks, their shoes did not wear out, because that's important to the Lord Shefa, right? Their clothing and their shoes, even in the Midbar, even in the wilderness of this North Country, even in the wilderness of America, right, in the Caribbean. Their shoes, right, their shoes or sneakers or whatever they want to call them, you know, their kicks for the feet, right, and the clothing is very important. So there was a whole generation that was styling and profiling for 40 years to death. A whole generation styled and profiled for 40 years to death. This new generation on the rise, right, they've already been spoken to in the previous Torah portions here in this fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Devarim, Devarim, HaDevarim, these are the words of Devarim. These are the words, the words, the words, the words. As Prince Farai so sung and so chant, these are the words. Every time I hear the words, the words, the words. But some refuse to hear, to shema'ah, and to give ear, and to hear, give ear intelligently. Right? Because we hear it, right? It's like just receiving info. There's a lot of info right here. Right? There's a lot of info out there, too. Right, but we have to make intel out of this info. What does this mean? What is it saying? Right? Make a reason on it. Right? So we can get a good right standing. Right? What is our standing in Jah's word and in Jah's sight and in Jah's presence and in his perception? Are we able to perceive the reality of this word? Many didn't. That 40-year generation, they did not. But their children now, at the edge of the wilderness, right, just as black peoples here in this 400 year, right, 2019 to 2020, at the edge of the wilderness. They're on the brink, right? They're on the brink. So we have to check, right, what we hear, give ear to, and also what we think, right, and I thought. How do we see this? How do we hear this? But here, Moses is counseling for the last time HaKohanim, the priests, Halloween, the Levites, and let's recognize the respective roles and responsibilities of the Kohanim, right, the priests, and the Levim, right? So we can keep it, what do you say, Levitical, keeping it Levitical. But what's the true context of this? This is what study is important. Notice there was three, we can say three that are spoken to. The Kohanim, the Levim, the Levites, priests, Levites, and Yehoshua. And Yehoshua is told to what? To chazak wa emat, to be strong. Chazak wa emat, be strong, be brave, you have a good courage. Do not be afraid or dismayed. Lo tira, lo tira, don't be afraid. Lo tira, v'lo techat, v'lo techat, v'lo techat. And don't be dismayed. Do not be dismayed. So there's also the second item right here, looking at the Schofield Study Bible right here at the superscription. Here when we get to the fifth, the Hamishi Aliyah, we have Yahushua, right? Yahushua has already now been, we can say, chosen, commanded, right, to be strong. And here Jehovah warns Moses, and also, of course, in Yahushua's hearing, Old Testament, Joshua's hearing, of the apostasy. What's the apostasy? The falling away. There should be a great falling away. And this is a very important, these two, the fifth and the sixth right here, right, within this 52nd Torah portion reading and feeding this manna, right, this angel's bread right here, is very important because it also speaks, right, to us even in these times. It spoke about their falling away, how they would go after other gods, foreign gods, gods of the nations, of the land. You hear a lot of ones talking about, we need to follow, you know, the different Africanite gods, these Africanite gods and those Africanite gods, right, of the land. Or, right, the gods of these foreign gods, you know, the isms, the schisms, you know, the various different isms and schisms. We should follow that. I guess we say no Marxist, you know, no Marxist Rasta. What's a Marxist Rasta? What's a commie Rasta, socialist Rasta, even so-called capitalist Rasta, right, or feminist Rasta, or so-called black revolutionary Rasta? These are all ones that have not given heed and ear, a good ear, a clear ear, as it says in the word, you have opened my ear, right? The ear, they need to be the opening of the ear to hear, right? Right and exactly what John's direction instructions are, because within the Torah direction instruction, the Sefer HaTorah is the nine, at least, we say at least the nine areas of people activity. We actually see it in a summary of 10, but just going with Nellie Fuller Jr. and also Francis Cress Welsing, these are kind of known ones amongst INA that have put forward certain right and accurate points of reference, and we have the Fuller full in the direction instruction. As His Majesty said, for my part, Gurmawi Kanamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. It says, for my part, I glory in the Bible. So all those ones, even the mutas, you know, muta, mut, right? It's mute. On something, it's mute. Yes, we love I and I, brother, you know, right up the chant, you know, the, you know, certain things. But then some of the information, right, is actually disinformation, right? Some of the additional information. It's not saying that ones, you know, hey, if ones want to check out these things and eat off of other plates here and there, right? But then when you come to the feast, when you come to your feast, your belly should not ache. But it's only aching because you ate off of different plates here and there, all kind of things. Right? And some we try to misquote the words of the King of Kings and the King of Kings Christ. Right? And that is not right. But then we were already told these things and from the beginning, right? Jehovah warns Moses and as well as Joshua, right, of the apostasy, N-I-N-I, of the apostasy of Yisrael. Even before, it's a very important word, even before, right, it says right here in the Sheishi Aliyah, right, let's go over this, this is the point, this is the reason. Now we talk about the history of the Ark. If you don't know the history of the Ark, well, you're a skylark, right, you're skylarking, right, and there's a lot of also, you see how the Gentiles, the other nations, the Romanists, right, have whitewashed our black Lord and Savior and His mother, right, and some of the cover story. They've also done this with the content of the word and of the gospel and the doctrine and the teaching. That's what I said, to give us the teaching of His Majesty. We're not just speaking of in so-called secular ways, but first of all, the foundation in the holy place, in the Isla place. Here in 5th and the 6th, right, it says right here how they would go astray, right, how our people would go astray. And then we have the New Testament, right, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and Yehuda, right, Jude, right, also in another sense of the coin of Greek could be Judas, but they translated he as Jude to distinguish from Judas, but actually the name is a good name. You know, there's more than one Judas, right, but this is Jude, not Iscariot. This is not Iscariot, right? We have Jude here, or Yehuda, Judah, right, verses 1 to 19, also speaking on the apostasy, the falling away. There should be a great falling away, even among many so-called pseudo-Rastas, the ones who will say Rastas or have said Rastas. Some have said it uprightly. What's the falling away? Falling away means that you was on, but now you're off, right? You were standing on the square, but now you have transgressed. You've gone beyond, right? It says it right here, right? It says after Moses, it says, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy patriarchs. You shall sleep because the righteous truly do not die in that sense, even in a new covenant sense, right? But even here at the groundation, he shall sleep, right? Because if you're sleeping, you can wake up, right? Wake up, Jacob, and this people will rise up. Check it out. This people, talking about the once lost, now found, and this applies to black people, especially in the diaspora, in the Americas, and the Caribbean, rise up and go a-whoring. Go what? A-whoring after the gods, the Elohim of the strangers of the land. Whither way are they go to be among them and will forsake me? So both ways, coming over to these lands which are not our own, that's the only way to be in the fullness of that word in Genesis for Jah people, right? Genesis chapter 15, so going a-whoring after the isms and the schisms, right? And then, when turning even with one's face, right, to the promised land, have gone a-whoring after the Canaanite and the Africanite gods and their religious theologies and philosophies, right, against the way of His Majesty. If you study the Rastafari, what's called the Rastafari movement, you will even see that. you study historically and really do some in-depth study, you will see that from the groundation, right? Very, we could say, Hebrew and Israelite and biblical groundational Torah keeping in the sense of in Yahweh, truth and life, not just in the Old Testament sense, but in the full sense, moving to that full sense, right? But then we know from Daniel's prophecy that the saints would get the kingdom, right? The true saints, not who men and people, Rome or certain so-called religious Pharisees or orthodoxies or whatever, who they want to make a saint. Once you hear people talking about, oh, they're going to make somebody a saint, that's uckery. That's folly and uckery, right? From the true groundation, one who is set apart is a saint and called Yisrael is called to be set apart. But they would leave that set apart state or status, that standing. See, being set apart is being in good standing. It's not no holier than thou and it's all these holy moly. See, when we sort of touch on those things, those are things outside. Those are things outside, but these are things that we are, should be coming out of and coming out of Babylon and entering in and being born again, right? And that being born, being regenerated. It says that they would rise up, right, and go whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land with the way they go to be among them. And will forsake I and break my covenant which I have made with them. This word here, forsaking I. How many of them have forsaken the teaching of Gurmawi, Kadamawi, Hala Selassie, of Hala Selassie? How many so-called Rasa, you hear them? So Rasa dis, and Rasa dat, and how many of them have forsaken? Even some of them who can find on the record affirming the true first principles and the teaching of His Majesty, the groundation in His glory in the Bible, going away from that and speaking contradictory and contrary. What is that called? That's a falling away. That's called an apostasy. Right? And he says, then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them. So now some of them become doubtful. Oh, you're such and such because they're getting older, right? And they may have had certain high hopes at the beginning, but were not faithful and consistent and went astray, just as HaTorah say from Yahweh. And what's it say? And I will hide my face from them. The perception, seeing, sight, they're not really seeing, sighting what they had sighted and seen. It's almost like what happened when they announce that God is dead, right? And Barham Selassie and others said, Jah live. Chaya, Chayahuah, Chayahweh, Jah, Jehovah, live, children, yeah. But how many ones trim up and turn backward and went backward and returned to Egypt, to Kemet, so to speak, right? And they shall be devoured and eaten up, consumed, and many evils and troubles shall befall them. But then they want to talk about white supremacy, oh, it's a white man. Don't you know that's a consequence of your falling away? That's a consequence. So that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us, I and I, because Eloheinu, because I and I, Elohim, is not among us, I and I? Like some Rashi talk about, Halasasi was then, and we have to do something else now. You see what happened? But they still will claim to be Rasta, and we ask, well, where did you get that name from? And superimpose, right, on the head of their so-called Rastaism schism, oppose on the head of it, you know, these other isms or these other gods or these other philosophies. Give us the philosophies and devil's philosophies. Give us the teaching of His Majesty. But see, what it says here in verse 17 says, they will say in that day. See, in that day also is that day of their rising up and seeking to return and recognizing and realizing even in the land that is not theirs, the reality. But this is the hardest thing, right, for so-called Negroes, for so-called black, a lot of black sheep or black people, this is the hardest thing for many of them, and many ones and ones, and maybe many of y'all, you're on a certain level. I'm not pointing no fingers, but this is something we have encountered, right, actual encounter, that this is the most difficult thing. They will admit that, yes, reading this and looking at this in the true context, it does make a lot of sense, but, you know, it comes that so-called but, right, they can't admit this, that the evils have come upon I and I. Right, when it says, because our Elohim is not among us, right? Not among why? But what precipitated that? I haven't heard one say that, like, it's not the parents' fault. Whose fault is it? To a certain degree, the parents set up the consequences. I mean, and especially with the parents, the fathers, black man up, the fathers. See, and there's more responsibility among black people upon the black man, upon I and I as the so-called black man, as a mandem. What does John say? He surely will hide my face. One can't perceive that. Right? It's not in their face, it's not in their perception, right? In that day for all the evils which they have wrought, right? Which I and I answer. Can we continue in the uckery ways, the stray ways of even our patriarchs, our fathers, our forefathers, who, whether well-meaning or otherwise, had gone astray, right, from Yahweh, truth and life, right, according to the glory of His Majesty. You know, you can say, yeah, my ancestors, yes, I love them, but many of them were wrong. Many of them were wrong, right? This is for I and I to go right and to overcome, you see? But they are turned to other Elohim, Elohim Acharim, Right? This is why this was written. Notice in verse 19 it says, therefore write this, right? Write ye, write y'all this song, right? Write ye this song, write this song for you and teach it to the Bnei Yisrael. Write a what? A song, music. Look at that, the music, the message and the music. All right, see how it connects with the straight and the narrow, the right exact teaching, the Rastafari, the music. Write it in what? Write it in a song. Write it in a song. Put it in their mouth. Put the song in their mouth that this song may be a witness. A witness. A witness in terms of the roots in the reggae. All right, it's a good thing even with the maybe social media and now with information, knowledge going to and fro, like Daniel's prophecy says, that we have access. We're able to have access, even a new generation, right? Need to look into the dub and the roots music. So much of the roots music is so grounded, right, in a lot of its core message, right? Because that tells us also witness for us the true roots, right? The scriptural, biblical, right? The divine heritage roots of the Rastafari. So this is why we speak, you know, and truth be spoken on certain levels, like chant. You know, there are times when we might not in our personal, we say fleshy selves, don't feel like, oh, chant, we got to do a video, do an audio, and speak out on this. But then we remember, call to mind, chazak wa ematz, be strong and of a good courage. This is the instruction I was told to Yehoshua, and this is why Yehoshua, the son of Nun, was prospered in his work, right? Was, as they would say, successful, overcame, brought the Bnei Yisrael into the land, into the land. Here, firstly and foremostly, is that book, is that book of witness. And where was that witness placed? It was placed beside, on the side of the ark, on the side of the ark. And that witness is a judgment. And it's that witness, that book, that judgment, and those particular ordinances that were against us, that HaMoshiach, Yeshua, right, took away for Kol Yisrael, that yay and amen. Know what I mean? So if you know the history of the ark, first things first, right, got to tell you, you're a skylark. This is the time, the season of blowing the shofar, the ram's horn. Lift up your vocal, your voice as a trumpet, right? And shoo, my people are me, their transgression in the house of Yaakov, of Jacob, their akaris, their fornication of the crown of the king of kings. Remember, there's a crown. There's a crown that's on the ark, the ark. The Ark of the Covenant. 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 Ark of the Covenant.
Bakadamawi. 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 Bakadamawi.
Advice to all advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Oh, inscribe all the children of thy covenant for a happy life. O Katov Alechaim, Obim Kol Bnei Beriteka. Oh, inscribe all the children of thy covenant for a happy life. O Katov Lechayim Tovim Kol Bnei Beriteka. Oh, inscribe all the children of the I covenant for a happy life. Ukotov Lechayim Tovim Kol Bnei Beriteka.
Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name.
Shabbat Shuvah, Sabbath of return, return, the adjustment before the day of judgment.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Do remember, every day is a judgment day. So right here, 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 in the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance from the day of the trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, to the Yom HaKippurim here in the season, three times in the year, shall all the males of Yasharal of Yisrael appear in the place that he who be, we be, sets his name. For I and I in spirit and in truth. So here on the 10 days, we have the Zakreinu. Right, Zakreinu, remember I and I, Mi Kamoka, who is like to the I, and the Hamelech, Hakadosh, the Holy, the Isla King, here, here, in these days here, 10 days, yes, sir.
Shema Yisrael, yes, I. Here, 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 give ear. Here, just a couple of highlights from the evening service for the Shabbat, and these are additions to be said during the 10 days of penitence, the 10 days of awe, the Yamim, or Yomim, Yomim, Hanoraim, the days of the awe, the Yemei Teshuvah, the days of repentance. You have the Adonai Sifatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilateka, O Adonai, Adonai, open thou thy lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. The Baruch Ata, Yahuwah, Ata Adonai Eloheinu, Elohei Avotenu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Ve'ha'nora, El Elyon, Gomel, Hasidim Tovim, Wikone Hakola, Wizokir Haside Abot, Ua Mebia Goela, Livne Benehem, Litmaana Shemo Be Ahava. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai Elohim, and the Elohim of Adonai, fathers, patriarchs, the Elohei, Abraham, the Elohim of Abraham, Elohei, Yitzhak, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohei, Yaakov, Elohim of Jacob, HaShalush HaKadosh, the Holy Trinity, the great, mighty, and revered God, true good El, who bestoweth loving kindnesses and possesses all things, who remembereth the pious, the chassidim, deeds of the patriarchs, and in love will bring a goel, a redeemer, to their children's children, livnei b'nehem, for thy name's sake. For thy name's sake. Now, right after this, on the Shabbat of repentance and on the 10 days of penitence, this right here is said, Zakreinu lechayim, melek chafetza b'chayim, v'katreinu b'sefer ha'chayim, le'ma'aneka Elohim chayim. Remember us, remember I and I to life, O King. Zakreinu lechayim, O King who delightest in life, Melech Chafetz Ba'chayim, and inscribe I and I in the book of life, V'katavenu b'sefer ha'chayim, for thine own sake, O living Elohim, O living true good, O living true God, L'ma'aneka Elohim chayim. So within the evening service or the Shabbat and also the morning service, there are those words appointed, right, for this time, this season, and the 10 days of penitence between the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, the Yom Teruah called Rosh Hashanah, between that day and the 10 days leading forward to Yom HaKippurim. So just to emphasize, this part is said during this particular time. Remember I and I to life, O King who delightest, the King who I lightest in life, Melech Chafetz Ba'chayim, the king who delightest, I lightest in life, and scribe I and I in the book of life, wikataveinu bisefer ha-chayim, for thine own sake, lima aneka, O living Elohim, Elohim chayim. Then we continue, O king, helper, savior, and shield, melech, ozer, u moshiach, u magen, blessed art thou, Doniai, Cha, Rastafari, the shield of Abraham, Baruch atah, Yahweh, Magen, Abraham. O thou, O Adonai, art mighty forever. Thou quickenest, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Atah, Gibora le olam, Adonai, Mechayi, Metim, Atah Rav, le Hoshia. Thou Adonai, art mighty forever. Ata, Gibor le olam, Adonai, thou the I, quickenest, givest life to the dead. Mechaye metim, thou the I, Ata, the I, and none other. Ata, Rav le Hoshia, thou art mighty to save, thou art mighty to give victory, to give the victory. Thou, the eye, sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest, givest life to the dead, with great mercy, supporteth the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the eye, Adonai of mighty acts, and who resembleth the eye, O Melech, O Negus, even Negus and Neges, who killest and quickenest, killest and gives life to, and causes salvation, victory, to spring forth. This now brings us here to another word sound for these 10 days of penance into 10 days of awe. Who is like to the I, Father of mercy? Who in mercy remembereth thy creatures to life? Miya kamoka av ha-rachmim zokera yitzurai lechayim. De Rachamim, who is like to the I, Mia Kamoka, who is like to the I, Mikamoka, Father of mercy, Av Ha Rachamim, who in mercy remembers thy creatures to life, Zoker Yitzurayo Lechayim, De Rachamim, yea, faithful art the I to quicken, to give life to the dead, blessed, Baruch Atah Yahweh, Mechaye. Ha, Metim, blessed art the eye, Adonai, Yahweh, who quickenest, givest life to the dead. Thou art holy, thy name is Isla. Isla beings praise thee daily. Selah. Blessed art the eye, O Adonai, the holy God. Now, usually this is what is said, and then during the 10 days of penitence, we conclude this bracha, this blessing, with, instead of the holy God, the holy King. Ata kadosh, u'eshimeka kadosh, u'akedoshima bekol yom, ye halleluka sela, baruch ata Yahweh, ha-el, ha-melek, ha-kadosh. So here we conclude the bracha with the holy king, the Isla, the set-apart king, baruch ata Yahweh, ha-el. Baruch atah Yahuwah HaMelech HaKadosh. Blessed art the I, Yahuwah Jehovah, the Holy, the Isla, the Set Apart King. King, 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 King.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is
Majesty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. and his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself. Himself.
Himself.
Kersha, Salam, Om.
Anubia Hierarchy, Jah Royal Creed, Haile Selassie Anasanit, and all Jah Tribe of Judah investors, Jah Eternal Seal of Jah Imperial Majesty of Anubia shall bear witness to all private and foreign matters of Anubia Business Agreement. Only Jah Tribe of Judah investors, named and chosen by Haile Selassie Anasanit, shall I receive any of Jah Kabra Nagas royalty, which shall be administered by Haile Selassie Anasanit. May Jah Rastafari continually bless I and I.
Afeker Shal, Jah, Haile Selassie Anasanit.
Yes, 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 Afeker Shalom. Yes, I, yes, I. Afeker Halo, Afeker Halo. Afeker Halo, Afeker, to love, it says I will love her, love her. Oh, love you, speaking to she. Yes, I, well, ha Torah is she, but here on the in and the irid, Just preparing here. This is Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of Return. We're in the 10 days of awe, looking forward to the October 4th, according to the Gregorian calendar. But we have today's daily psalm right here. A good segue to today's daily psalm right here before we fulfill this. Wayelech, and he went. So one of the Torah portion commentaries right here for this 52nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong for Shabbat Wayelech, Shabbat Vayelech, and he went, and he went forward, and he go, in order to say. So Moshe, he went forward to speak to the children of Yisrael, to the whole house of Yisrael. And he also goes forward here, leading up to Moshe's passing, Moshe's death. Now we have Moses and Gethsemane, that garden, Gethsemane. Gethsemane. Get into that, the metaphysics of Gethsemane. But the connection of Moshe and Robeinu, Yeshua, in the Brit Kadasha, right? Both being confronted with the bardo. Gnostics call the bardo, the death. Right? It is the consequences from the beginning, from the first, you could say metaphor, parable, allegory, but there's a reality to that. You know, the positives and the negatives, you know, the knowledge, that experiential knowledge of the tov, of the good, right, and the ra-ra, the evil, the ill, the hurtful, the harmful. Thought for the Shavua right here is death. Death, mot, one of the reasonings here regarding Moshe, thus the connection with Robeinu in the Brit Chadasha, as Moshe is Robeinu in the Brit Hayeshana. He's Einai Master, he's Einai Teacher. Right? So we have Moshe and Yeshua, and Moshe and Gethsemane. Thought for the Shavua is that death, mot or mawet, or modern Hebrew they'll say mavet. My contracted is mot. Also in the Amharic is mot. There was a Canaanite god named mot. Right? We have mavet, right? Mavet. It has mowet. So we have this interesting word, sound, and there's a drink. Well, I hope you're not drinking it, but it's that moet, right? Moet, just in the word sound right there. But death, mot, right? Mota, muta, yeah? Death is offensive to the human soul, to the psyche, to her, to the nefesh, right? To the suke, the psyche, to nefesh. Death is offensive to the human psyche, the human soul. For Hailahim has set an immortal, eternal longing in I and I hearts, article in the center, in the midst, right, in the hearts, I and I hearts, as is written in Ecclesiastes 3:11, the 3:11. Get the 3:11, right? Call the 3:11. What is that for? Information on that? So, I guess emergency or something like that, information updates, not too sure, but the 3:11, right? The 3:11, Ecclesiastes 3:11. He has also set eternity in their heart. He has also set eternity in their heart. Now, I know this comes out perfectly in Hebrew, right, in the Hebrew. Not too sure whether the King James translation also brings it out quite as clear. I know I went over this previously before. Hold on for a moment, brothers and sisters. Got to grab this right here. Yes, sir. So as best and as blessed as possible, seeking to keep it right and accurate. So let's just go to Ecclesiastes right here and see what Ecclesiastes read. Also one of the appointed readings here in the season as well, as we come into tabernacles, huts, booths here in the season, verse 11. Right. Okay, here's the KJV. Here's where it gets a little bit, you know, lost in translation, you think? Ecclesiastes, Kohelet the preacher, chapter 3, verse 11, the full of the verse. He hath set everything there, in the KJV is italicized, so it's not really there in the Hebrew, but he has set everything, like all, right? Beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world, right? It says the world in their heart. Now, here in the Scofield Study Bible, there's a G right there and a marginal note. It says, i.e., the ages. So here it's going to the root of the Hebrew, the Ethio-Shemitic, the Olam, the Alam, Alam, Olam. That's also a word used like for forever. So the world, right, Le Olam, right, Le Olam, or Olam, is also used for world, right, in translation, and also eternity. This is why when we translate it, sometimes we try to update, like, the time indefinite, because the meaning in the Hebrew, right, of the Olam, Bamrinya, the Zelalem, Zele Alem, right, or Alem, Zelalem, Zelalemu, Alem, the whole Alem link right there also has to the most distant horizon, the sense of the figure, the spirit of the word, to the most distant horizon. Right, the time indefinite is a good way to bring it forward. But this is also put out in English as eternity, or like to say forever. So in the KJV, it's somewhat covered over by the word world. But from a Hebrew perspective of Kohelet, a.k.a. Ecclesiastes, the preacher, he has also said eternity, the forever, so to speak, right, in their heart. And then the verse concludes right here. It says, so that no man can find out the work that Hailahim, the Elohim, the power, the almighty power, Hailahim, maketh from the beginning to the end. But just to zoom in right here, the theme right here, that death is an offense to the human psyche, the human soul. For Hailahim has set the immortal longing, the desire in our hearts, as it is written in Ecclesiastes 3:11 from the Hebrew perspective. He also has also set eternity, the forever, in their heart. Heart to call. Commentary briefly here. In certain Judaic legends and reasonments, ancient teachings and reasonments by the sages of Torah concerning Moshe's death, concerning Moto, right, Moto, his death, Moshe does not go passively, right? One might think, okay, Moshe, oh, I'm about to die, all right, Susan. But really, when you read it, even in the Hebrew, and you study it, you recognize what Moshe is testifying to the tribes here in Deuteronomy, in Devarim, Mishnah HaTorah. He's not passive about this, right? He argued, you know, he wasn't just willing, you know, and passive, okay, I'm going to die. No, instead he argues ferociously, right, vigorously for life, for Hayim. As he says, you know, life and death, blessing and curse I set before you. He says, Beharta, Behayim, choose Beharta, all of y'all as one man, one corporate body, choose Behayim. In life, choose life, choose life. So he argued, right? He reasoned, he plea bargained, right? In the anguish of nefesh, in the anguish of his soul, his psyche, in the anguish of her, he implores Ha'el, the almighty power, Ha'ilahim, to spare him the indignity of death. So what about this death? Right, that is really an offense to the human soul, the human psyche. And what does it mean, Habarim, in Ecclesiastes, that he has set the world or the ages, the eternity, right, in their hearts and in I hearts, heartically speaking. So here, the segue right here, before we ride up with this shortest of the Torah reading and feeding, this 52nd degree of I sabbatical study for, and he went, Wayelech. Bamarinya Hedo, he went, right? He went, going. So here we have the 62nd sabbatical set. We have the 62nd, today's Torah reading, corresponding with, according to the royal order, today's daily psalm. Slicha, sauna. Yes, I, time and season of forgiveness. So forgive I, brothers and sisters. Yes, I. And slow down, take a breath. So we have Mizmor Samek. Psalmic bait. Now, for the brothers and sisters studying, you know, the glyphs in the Hebrew, you know, look at the letter Samek. It's like the hand sign of His Majesty, Samek. The Hebrew letter Samek in the Asherit, the later Hebrew, right? It looks like that hand sign, Samek, right? Get into more of that, the Samek. We have the Samikha. The Samikha is like the laying on of hands. You know, even when one's put their hands on the offering, it's like making that Trinity sign. It looks just like this letter right here. But Mizmor Samek Beit, right? Or Samek Beit. Samek Beit. We have today's daily psalm, Laminat Feyach, Allah Yudutun, Mizmor Lidawid, for the leader, the chief musician, for the overcomer, for the Menatziah, La Menatziah, the overcomer, the one who gets the victory. On the tree of life, even the theme here in the season, the Eitz HaChayim, as well as the Sefer HaChayim, the book of life. On that tree of life, one of the fruits or the ciphers or the sephirot is that which is called Natzach. Natzach. Natzach means victory. That's the core of this particular word that also is translated according to the tabernacle and the priestly type, the service type as the chief musician, the leader, La Menatziah, the one who gains the victory. If you look at the Hebrew of Hazon Yohanan or Revelation, when it is said to he who overcomes, to he who overcomes throughout Revelation, the overcomer, the Menatziah, the one who gains the victory. La Menatziah al Yudutan, Yudutun, Yudutun. We have for Jedutun. So what does Jedutun mean? What's the metaphysics in Jedutun? Take note, take note. Mizmor, a chant, Lid David, of David. The theme here is one sure refuge. The theme and the phraseology in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Samek Beit, Psalm 62, Psalm LXII, are familiar. The theme, Chaberim, the one sure, always faithful, always sure. He who be, who he be, the almighty power, and I and I and we, the one sure refuge. The theme and the phraseology, Hebraically and even in the translation somewhat, right, but especially in the Hebrew, are familiar. Circumstances, right, situations of stress and distress are described in that the poet and I and I turns to Ha Elohim, to the almighty power, Elohim Hayim, the living power, as the only safe haven from the storm raging round him. Just got to take a little pause right here and just a audible footnote. Here up to Rasa Seymour, yes, I, duly elected international chaplain, the Ethiopian World Federation's reasoning, and also the brothers and sisters in the Florida, right, in the Gulf, especially the Gulf, right, of Mexico area right there, the recent storm. He was testifying to his experience, and it really brings, like, living color, you know, the word, not the letter of the storm, you know, but the spirit of the storm. But he who be, we be, is the only safe haven from the storm raging round about him. I'd like to reason my brother on that again in light of this psalm here. But there are no specific details in the Mizmor, in the chant, that point to a definite period, as we can do with some of the other psalms, that key words there that we can follow up in the historical, we can say the more historical, the narrative writings, the Ketubim. But the revolt of Absalom, of Absalom, David's son, it makes an appropriate context and an appropriate setting. Right here, due to the time, because it's going to take us into the grace period right here, I'd like to share the royal Amharic of today's daily psalm, go through the verse by verse, right? Hope only or expectation only in Exiavihar. So the theme from the royal Amharic, right, complementing the theme here in the Sefer Tehillim in the Hebrew Psalms, the Book of Psalms, the one sure refuge. From more of the Hebrew perspective, in the King of Kings Bible, we have it as translated, bringing out the translation, hope only, right? And hope to bring out the sense of the tesfah, right, in the Amharic, the expectation, expect only in a gziyariha, in the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, So here, first ear right here, bringing it up KJV-wise, and then right up with the royal Amharic, yes, I. Right?
Psalm 62. Truly my soul waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you. As a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once. Twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. For thou renderest to every man according to his work, 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 to his work.
Yes, 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 an appropriate time, an appropriate song for the time, for the Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of return, right here, here, here. In the 10 days of Teshuvah, the 10 days of repentance right here. A couple of interesting themes right here, just from the Hebrew. We're going to write up more of the Royal Amharic. We look at the third verse, Hebraically, which corresponds to the second verse in the KJV, where it says, he only is my rock. Ach, who? For sure, Ach. Not Ach. Ach is brother, but Ach. Ach, for sure. No doubt about it, sure. For sure, Ach, who? Who? He. Sori, sori, my rock, we Yeshuati, we Yeshuati, or we Yeshuati, we Yeshuati, we Yeshuati, and my Yeshua, and my Yeshua. Bringing that out right there, there, there. There's a couple of interesting notes just in the hearing right here. And verse 9 in the KJV, corresponding with verse 10. Verse 9 in the KJV corresponding with verse 10, where it says, Ach. Another key word right here is Ach, the Hebrew Ach. Now, I'm not saying, as some might say, brother, right, but I have to enunciate the ancient sound, get our sound back, you know, the opening of our mouth, get our own sound after the inferiority posing as supremacy and, you know, the Willie Lynch paper, How to Make a Slave Control Language, right? So it's Ach, 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 Hebel, B'nai Adam, Kazab, B'nai Ish. Where it says men of low degree are vanity and men of high degree are a lie. Previously in this Shavua, we went over, I think it was in the Brit Chadasha, where the three kinds of men, right? There's a natural man, there's a spiritual man, and then there is the carnal man or the fleshy man. Here it points to two kinds of man where it says Ach, for sure, Hebel, Hebel, modern Hebrew, Hevel. Hevel, Ach, Hevel, Ach, Hebel, Hebel, interesting, Hebel literally means like a breath of air, a puff of air. This is vanity of vanity, right? Hebel, Hebelin, you know, that vanity is a puff of air. So vanity, what is vain, it has no lasting power, you know, like a puff of air. Ever out in the cold somewhere and you open your mouth and you see the little bit of puff of air, it comes out right there and disappears quick, fast. That's the idea. It has no permanence, no sustaining power. Ach, Hebel, B'nai, the sons of, the children of, specifically the sons of Adam, right? The sons of Adam, right? So when it says low degree is the sons of Adam, right? And it says Kazab, 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 Kazab is to say like lie, right? In Hebrew, Kazab, Kazab, right? Or Kozeb. Kozeb, almost like Kazbi, right? But Kazab, Kazab, a lie, B'nai Ish, and men of high degree, Ish. Remember Adam? Adam, in the KJV translation, when he saw Hawa, when he saw the woman, right, he was wonderfully amazed. He says that you are Isha because you came from Ish. Now, in the translation says, you are woman for you came out of man. But in the Hebrew says, you are Isha, Isha because you came from Ish. Ish is a form of higher man. So it's like with the woman coming forward, even his consciousness was raised up. He didn't say, well, you are Adama, because Adama would be his, proverbially speaking, his mother, Adam, that reddish brown ground, similar to the Kemet, right? The Adama, right? He didn't say you are Adama because you came from Adam, but you are Isha because you came from Ish. So in studying that right there, comparing with here, where it says men of high degree, right? So it says, oh, rich and poor, low and high, elsewhere in the scripts as well. But here, 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 brothers and sisters, dub-wise, today's daily psalm, and then go through a verse by verse right here in the season for the Shabbat Shuvah. World Amharic native speaker Abraham Chebudah on the rhythm, the faithful rhythm, heal up to cash flow. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Cash flow production.
مزمور 61 በቅንፍ 62 ለመዘምራን አለቃ ስለ ኤዶታም የዳዊት መዝሙር ነፍሴ ለእግዚአብሔር የምትገዛ አይደለችምን መድኃኒቴ ከርሱ ዘንድ ናትና እርሱ አምላኬ መድኃኒቴም ነውና እርሱ መጠጊያዬ ነው እጅግም አልታወክ እስከ መቼ በሰው ላይ ትቆማላችሁ እናንተ ሁላችሁ እንዳዘነበለ ግድግዳ እንደፈረሰም ቅጥር ትገድላላችሁ ነገር ግን ክብሬን ይሽሩ ዘንድ መከሩ ሐሰትንም ይወዳሉ ባፋቸው ይባርካሉ በልባቸውም ይረግማሉ ነገር ግን ነፍሴ ሆይ አንቺ ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዢ ተስፋዬ ከርሱ ዘንድ ናትና እርሱ አምላኬ መድኃኒቴም ነውና እርሱ መጠጊያዬ ነው አልታወክም መድኃኒቴና ክብሬ በእግዚአብሔር ነው የረድኤቴ አምላክ ተስፋዬም እግዚአብሔር ነው የሕዝብ ማኅበር ሁላችሁ በርሱ ታመኑ ልባችሁንም በፊቱ አፍስሱ እግዚአብሔር ረዳታችን ነው ነገር ግን የሰው ልጆች ፈንቱ ናቸው የሰው ልጆችም ሐሰተኞች ናቸው በሚዛንም ይበድላሉ እነርሱስ በፍጹም ከንቱ ናቸው አመጣን ተስፋ አታድርጉ ቀሚያንም አትተማመኑት ባለጠግነት ቢበዛ ልባችሁ አይፈራ እግዚአብሔር አንድ ጊዜ ተናገረ እኔም ይህን ብቻ ሰማሁ ኃይል እግዚአብሔር ነው አቤቱ ምሕረትም ያንተ ነው አንተ ለእያንዳንዱ እንደ ሥራው ፍዳውን ትሰጣለህና
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Libacha, only upon and in the sustaining of the good, the generous Ab Father, is their hope, is their expectation. Tesfa, the Egeziavi, her Libacha. This psalm, today's daily psalm, is also themed the one sure refuge. The one sure refuge and Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ekziyavihel alone, all one, a refuge from treachery and oppression, rephrase, downpression. Elohim, the true good, Ha Elohim, Ekziyavihel alone, all one, a refuge. Salam to in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek. We have Mizmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Silasahulet, Mezmor Silsa Hulet, Psalm 62. Esteem Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Lai Bitcha. Lai Bitcha. Only in the sustainer is their hope, their expectation. Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Lai Bitcha. Only upon and in the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, is their hope, is their expectation. Tesfa. Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Lai Bitcha. This psalm, today's daily psalm, is also themed, the one sure refuge. The one sure refuge, and Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Salam to Enayas Tov, in today's daily psalm, Salam to Enayas Tov, in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, Salam to Enayas Tov, in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here, after the order of Melchizedek, Tzedek, we have Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Silasahulet, Mezmor Silsa Hulet, Psalm 62. Esteem Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Harlai Bitcha. Only in the sustainer is their hope, their expectation. Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Harlai Bitcha. Only upon and in the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Father, is their hope, is their expectation. Tesfa. Tesfa Ve'egziyavi Harlai Bitcha. This psalm, today's daily psalm, is also themed, the one sure refuge. The one sure refuge, and Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ekeziyavi, alone, all one, a refuge from treachery and oppression, rephrase, downpression. Elohim, the true good, Ha Elohim, Ekeziyavi, alone, all one, a refuge from treachery and downpression. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek. We have Mezmore Dawit, Silsa Hulet, Psalm of David, well-beloved, Psalm 62, Mezmore Silsa Hulet. Here as we compare and contrast from the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, and the KJV, the King James Version. Here, the superscription to the chief musician, to Jedutun, a psalm of David, to the chief musician, Le Mezemarana Leka, Sile Edotam, to Jedutun, Ye Dawit Mezmor, a psalm of David, Le Mezemarana Leka, Sile Edotam, Ye Dawit Mezmor. And we begin, Besama'ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesik Edus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The one source. In Jemralin, we begin, and Degna means again with the superscription, Mezmor Silsahulet, Le Mezemarana Leka, Sile Dotam, Ye Dawit Mezmor, Kuter And, verse 1. Nefse Le Egziavi Heriamit Gezai, Dele Cheminim, Medhanite Ka'arsuzen Natina. Truly, my soul, my psyche, waiteth upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Truly, my soul, nefse, le ekeziyavi, for the sustainer, for the good, the generous Ab, Father, waiteth, yemitageza, submitteth herself, aydelechemine, doesn't my soul, this is the question here in the Royal Amharic, doesn't my psyche submit herself to the sustainer, to the true good, the true God, to sustainer, the good, the generous Av, the generous Father? So here we have a question here, and it's followed up by the response right here. Shall not to Elohim be submitted my soul? Shall not my soul, my psyche, be submitted to the sustainer? Nefse, le'egziyavi heryamit geza, aydelet chemine. Medhanite, my salvation, my savior, my deliverance, my medicine, medhanite, ka'arsu, from he himself, arsu, ka'arsu zen, is through he himself, natina, for my salvation is through him himself. For she is of him himself. Shall not to Ekeziyavi her be submitted, subordinate, subjected? Shall not my psyche subject herself to the sustainer? is by him for my deliverance. From him, my salvation. Mechanite ka'ar suzen natina kuter hulet. Verse 2. Arsu amlake mechaniteimno. Arsu metagiayeno. Ijgim al tawakim. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. I shall not be greatly moved. For he is my source. Arsu amlake medhanitein, and my salvation medhanitein nawinna. For he himself is my source. My source. The Hebrew brings out rock within the Hebraic. My word pick, my rock. My rock is my God. My El is my rock. Tzuri. Akahu Tzuri. He is Tzuri in the Hebrew. Here, this is brought out in the HSV, also in the LXX. Arsu amlake medhanitim nawunna. For he is my source and my salvation, my saving, my victory. Arsu metagiayeno. He is my defense, my refuge, my defense, my close place. Arsu metagiayeno. Ijgim al tawakim. Ijgim. Very much. Ijig. Very much. Ijgim. And very much al tawakim. Al tawakim. In no way, very much, I should not be shaken. I should not be shaken very much. I should not be shaken by the many. Kutel source, verse 3. Iskameche, besolai tikumalachu, hinante hulachu, inna zennebele gidgida, inda farasem kitera tigedalachu. How long will y'all imagine mischief against a man? Iskameche. Until when, to bring out the sense of how long, iskameche, besolai tikomalachu, besolai against a man tikomalachu, will y'all stand up, will y'all rise up, how long will y'all rise up against a man, nante, all of y'all, nante hulachu, inda zenebele gidgida. Y'all shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall y'all be, and as a tottering fence. In the faresem together lalachu. Y'all will be slain. How long shall you imagine evil against a man that you may murder him? All of you, inante hulachu, indas and nebule gidgida, like a leaning wall. In the farasem kitera tigedalalachu, like a tottering fence. For how long do you rise up against a man? You, y'all, slaughter all as a wall leaning and a fence thrusting through. In the farasem kitera, as a demolishing fence, as a fence that's demolishing. Tigedlalachu, all y'all be slain. Kuter arat, negergin, kavrena yishruzena mekaru, hasetinema yiweddalu, bafacho yibarkalu, belabacho wim yiregmalu. They only consult to cast down from his excellency. Here in the Royal Amharic, the HSV, here in the HSV, it brings out the sense of, but my honor, they consult to thrust away, negergin, however, on the other hand, negergin, kavrein, my honor, my glory, kavrein, yishru, zen, mekaru, but my honor, they consult to thrust away, hasetanim yuweddedalu, they love lies, they delight in lies, they love lies, hasetanim yuweddedalu, bafacho yubarkalu, but they bless with their mouth, bafacho with their mouth, yubarkalu, they bless with their mouth, belabachowim, and in their heart, yiregmalu, but they curse inwardly. With their mouth blessing, they bless with their mouth. But in their heart, they cursed. Selah, pause. Uter Amis, verse 5. Negrgin Nesehoi, Anchi Le Egziabi Hertegeji, Tesfaye Kaarsuzenatina. My soul, my psyche, Nesehoi, oh my soul, oh my psyche, oh my soul, Anchi, she, Anchi, speaking to she, you, speaking to her, the soul. For the soul without instruction is headed to self-destruction. Negergin. However, on the other hand, Nefsehoi, oh my soul, oh my psyche, Anchi, you, Le'egziari tegeji, you, female, you, feminine, Anchi, Le'egziari her tegeji, submit to Egziari her, the good, the generous Av, the open-handed father, oh my soul. Oh, my psyche, tesfayi, karsuzenatina, tesfayi, my hope, my expectation, my endurance, tesfayi, karsu, with him, arsu, karsuzen, through him, natina, for she is, for my hope, my expectation, my endurance is through him, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. KJV reads here, kutel sidist, verse 6. Arsu amlake methanitem nuna. Arsu metegiayen al tawakim. He only is Suri, my rock. He only. Arsu amlake, my source and my salvation. Methanitem nuna. For he is my source and my salvation. Arsu he metagiayeno. He is my defense. He is my close place, like my refuge. Metagiaye, like a refuge city. Arsu metagiayeno. Al tawakim. I shall not be moved. Note this right here. Here before he said Ijgim al tawakim. I shall not be greatly moved. Here with a repeat of the refrain, the azma, it's like the chorus of today's daily psalm, he says, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Planted firmly as a tree by the ever living waters. He says, Al tawakim, and I say Al tawakim. I shall not be moved. Now that a trial of I and I face, I and I admittance in the objective reality has come upon I and I and we. I and I self-confidence, the confidence, the confidence in the victory of good over evil here is growing stronger and stronger. In the words, Al Tawakim, I shall not be moved. Kuter Sabat, verse 7. Medhanite na kvreb egziavi herno. Yeredete amlak tesfayim egziavi herno. In Ekeziavi, the sustainer of the good, generous, open-handed Ab Father, is my salvation, my victory, my salvation, and my glory, the rock of my strength. My refuge is in Ekeziavi, the sustainer of the good, the generous Ab Father. Medhanite na, my salvation, my medicine. Medhanite na, and kubre, my glory, kubre, my honor, the Ekeziavi, is in the sustainer. Yeredete amlak, the source of my help. Redete, yeredete amlak. Tesfayi, my hope, my expectation. Egziavi herno, is the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Kuter cement, verse 8. Yehiz machiber hulachu, ve'arsu tamenu, lebachu hunema befitu afsisu. Egziavi herredatachinu. Trust in him at all times. Admit as true. Yea, and amen in him at all times, at all hours, y'all people. Yehiz machiver hulachu. Yehizb. Hizb. In the Amharic is people. Hizb. Yehizb of the people. Machiver. Machiver, the congregation, aggregation, the church of the people. Hulachu. Yehizb machiver hulachu. Ja people. Yehizb machiver hulachu. Be'arsu tamenu. Be'arsu. In arsu. In he himself. Tamenu. Amen. Tamenu, y'all. Admit as true. Trust. Credit. In him, himself, lebachuhunim befitu afsusu. Pour out afsusu lebachuhunim, your heart, heartically lebachuhunim befitu, in his presence, in his perception, in his face, lebachuhunim befitu afsusu. Exiavir redatachino, the sustainer, the good, the excellent Ab Father. Redatachino, redatachin. Is I and I help? Is I and I help? Trust in him at all. I was your people. Congregation, aggregation of the people. Pour out your heart, heartily before him. Exiavir is a refuge, is a help for I and I. And we, Selah, pours. Uter Zeteng, verse 9, Negargin, Yesole Joch Kantu Nacho, Yesole Jochema Hasetenyoch Nacho, the Mia Zanema Yibedalalu, and Arzusa Befitsum Kantu Nacho. Surely, for sure, men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie, to be laid in the balance they are. Altogether, like then vanity, negergin. However, on the other hand, your soul lejoch kentu nacho. The children of humanity, your soul lejoch kentu nacho. Kentu is vanity, is vain. Your soul lejochim, and the children of humanity, hasetenyoch, are liars. Hasetenyoch nacho. They are liars. Hasetenyoch nacho. The miya zanema yibedlalu. Upon the scale, The mizanim, and upon the scale, ye bedalalu. They're wrong on the scale, ye bedalalu. They hurt, they do wrong. And arsusa befitsum kentu nacho, and they befitsum completely, perfectly kentu vain nacho. They are kuter aser, verse 10. Ametana tesvata drugu. Kimianim atetamaman. Ate tamamenut, kimianima ate tamamenut, kimianima ate tamamenut, balet egneta bibeza lebachu aikura. Trust not in oppression, rephrase down oppression, ametan atesa atadirgu. Don't expect nothing good from rebelliousness, from lawlessness, ametzan tesa tadergu. Kimianim atetamamenut, kimianim atetamamenut, and become not vain in robbery. In robbery, don't y'all like be trusting like one another. You know, there's no, this is like to bring out the sense, there's no honor among thieves. Kimianim atetamamenut, balat egneta bibeza, balat egnet. If riches, balat egenet, bibeza, if it increases, bibeza, balat egenet, bibeza, and lebachu, aikura, lebachu, your heart, heartically speaking, your heart, aikura, don't be proud, don't make your heart proud, set not your heart in pride, don't set, because you'll be upsetting, you'll be setting up your heart, don't set up your heart if your wealth, if your riches, balat egenet, bibeza, lebachu, aikura. Kut al-asra'an, verse 11. Egeziavi harand gizay tanagra. Inem yihina bichasamau. Hayil ye egeziavi harno. Egeziavi har sustain of the good generous Ab have spoken once. Egeziavi harand gizay tanagra. Egeziavi the sustainer an gizay. One time, an gizay. One time, tanagra has spoken once. Inem and I and Inne, I, and I, inne, yihin bicha samau, this only I have heard, yihin bicha samau, chayil, yeh, egziavi herno, twice have I heard this, that power, chayil, yeh, egziavi herno, that chayil is of the sustainer, is of the good, the generous Ab Father, that power is of the sustainer. That power belongs to the sustainer. Uter Asara Hulet, verse 12. Avietu. Mihiretim yanteno. Ante le yandandu in the sarau. Fedawina tiset alehinna. Avietu. I father, his father, O father of the house. Mihiretim. Mihiret. Mercy. Mihiretim. And mercy. Mihiretim yanteno. Ye ante. Ye of ante, yanteno, is of the eye. Also to the eye, O Lord, abetu, meheretima yanteno. Ante, the eye self. Ante, the eye male. Ante, for thou, le yandandu in the sarawa, fedawin tisat alehinna.
For thou the Ianta renderest to every man, Le Yandandu, to each one of them, Le Yandandu, in the Sarao, according to his work, for Dawin Tisatalehinna, renderest to every man according to his walk,
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 to his
walk. Let the Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and the rebel exhibit, massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Yes, yes, yes. So right here for the shortest of the Torah readings and feeding the manna, sabbatical manna, right here. Going to ride up with the Baraka and then go through it and hopefully stay tuned for the reasoning on the first day service coming up at the top of the Iowa. But firstly, fervously right here, the blessing for the reading. So stay tuned for the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service at the top of the Iowa. But here, Baraka.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim Winatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading, in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamborak. Baruch Yahweh Hamborak. Le'olam vayeh. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher bekarbenu mebo ha'mayim venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Bless this Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
Kid a go crumble, baby Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Bible. Shout up two sons and the wicked them chimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked a go crumble. Judge
thy life, thine idea testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion. The most holy one, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old and the New Testament. Me telling you, read up your Bible.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
Hear, hear, Shema. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 hear. For the 52nd Rastafari Sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding here in I&I Rastafari Sabbatical Sabbath Studies. So this is Shabbat Strong. Here picking up the fifth book of Moses, the Hebrew book that's called and known as Deuteronomy. Here picking up the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book, Sefer Devarim, here at chapter 31. Here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give here, here for the Rishon, 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 Aliyah, for the first reading, first offering up, of offering here for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayelech, 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 Sabbath, and he went, Shabbat, Vayelech, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabain, Weh Ruacha, Kadosh Yahuwah Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, we be, the one. Here, picking up with Deuteronomy chapter 31. Moses, Moshe's, Musa's last counsel to HaKohanim, to the priests, HaLuim, the Levites, where Yehoshua, and to Joshua, to Joshua, to Joshua. Vayelech Moshe. And Moses went, Vayelech Moshe, and spake these words, to all Israel, Ilkol Israel. And he said to them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yahweh, Jehovah hath said to me, to I, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. Why yomer lehem, ben meah, we'esrim ashana, anoki hayom lo ukal oda la zata we'ala bo. Vayahuwa amara elai lo ta'ebura etta ha yardena hazet 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 hazet. Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, the I Elohim, he shall go over before thee, I am. He will destroy these nations, these goyim, international communities, nationalities from before thee, I, and thou shalt possess them. And Yahushua, Joshua, yes, he shall go over before thee, I, as Yahuwah, Jehovah, hath said, 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 said. And here, 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 here for the Sheni, 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 the Sheni Aliyah here. For the Sheni Aliyah, the second reading, the second of offering up for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayelech, Sabbath, and he went. We asa Yahuwah lahem ka'asher asa le sichon ula oga malkei ha'emori ula arzama asher hishamid otam. And Yahweh Jehovah shall do to them, shall do to them, as he did to Sihon, Sihon, and to Og, Og, king of the Amorites, and to the land of them whom he destroyed, whom he downstroyed. Wa asa, Yahuwah lahem ka'asher asa Litsichono ul aga malkei ha'emori Ul arzam asher hishamid otam. And Yahuwah Jehovah shall give them up before your face, that ye, that y'all may do to them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Chizku. Imtzu. Be strong, y'all, and of a good courage. Chizku. Imtzu. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. Ki Yahuwah Eloheka, for Jehovah the I Elohim, he it is that doth go with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I, nor forsake thee, I.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear, hear for the Shalishi, Aliyah, the third reading, the third Aliyah, third offering up, I'm offering here for this Shabbat, Wayelek, Sabbath, and he went. Here picking up with the fifth book of Moses, called in English Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 7, for the Shalishi Aliyah, for the third reading, third offering, up offering. Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua, vayomer layoa le'ayneya kol Yisrael chazak va'emat ki ata tabo et ha'am hazeh il ha'aretz asher nishba'ah Yahuwah la votama lateta lahem ve'ata tanechia lena otan. And Moses, Moshe, called to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Vayikra Moshe li Yehoshua, and said to him in the sight of all Yisrael, Vayomer layo le'ayneya kol Yisrael, be strong and of a good courage, chazak va'emat, be strong and of a good courage, chazak va'emat, be strong and of a good courage. For thou, that I must go with this people to the land which Yahuwah, which Jehovah have sworn to their fathers, to their patriarchs, to give them. Chazak awa ematza ki ata taboa eta ha'am hazeh il ha'aret asher nishba'ah Yahuwah la botam lateta lahem. And thou, the I, shalt cause them to inherit it. Ve'ata tanechilena otam. And Yahuwah Jehovah, he it is that doth go before thee, I. He will be with thee, I. He will not fail thee, I. Neither forsake thee, I. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moshe and Moses wrote this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, and delivered it to HaKohanim, the priests, the sons of Lewi, of Levi, which who bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and to all the elders of Yisrael. And hear, Shema, give ear, hear, for the Rabbi'i, the fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, the fourth reading here, for this Shabbat, Wayelech, Sabbath, and he went. Here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 10, for the Rabbi'i, for the fourth Aliyah, fourth up offering, fourth reading. Wayitz'au Moshe Otama lemora mi eitz shaba shanim bi moeda shenat ha Shemitah b'chag ha-sukot. And Moses, Moshe commanded them, saying. Wa'itzau Moshe hotam le'mor, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the end of every 7 years, Miket Sheba Shanim, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles, Miket Sheba Shanim b'moeda shenatah shemita b'chag ha-sukot, when all Yisrael, call Yisrael, is come to appear, lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka, before Jehovah the Elohim, in the place, Hamakom, which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, before all, call Yisrael, in their hearing, gather Ha'am, the people together, men and woman and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear and respect Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah the I Elohim, Yal Elohim, and observe to do all the words, the Dibarim, of this law, this Torah, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, as long as ye y'all live in the land, whither, where ye y'all go over Yarden Jordan, to possess it, to possess ha.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, the
are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Wayelech, for this Sabbath. And he went here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 14, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here. Yahweh, Jehovah warns Moshe, Moses, of the apostasy of Yisrael. Yahweh warns Moshe of the apostasy, the falling away of Yisrael. Compare and contrast 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and Jude, verse 1 to verse 19. Here for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat Wayelech. Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Heina tarbua yameka lamut. Kera eta Yehoshua, where hita yatzbu bi ohel moed, wa is awenu. Wayeleka Moshe, we Yehoshua, wayita yatzbu bi ohel moed. Here. Deuteronomy 31, verse 14. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, Wayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, behold, hein, here it is, thy days approach that thou must die. Hein, arbu yameka lamut. Call Joshua, call Yehoshua, Era eta Yehoshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tabernacle of the aggregation, with hita yatzavu bi ohel moed, that I may give him a charge, that I might give him a charge. Wa itzaweinu. And Moses, Moshe, and Yehoshua and Joshua went. Y'alecha Moshe, we are Yehoshua. And presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. Y'ita Yatzvu b'Ohel Moed. And Yahweh Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle in the pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door, the petach of the tabernacle. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods, the Elohim of the strangers of the land. Whitherwayah they go to be among them, and will forsake me, forsake I, and break I covenant, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us, upon I and I, because Eloheinu, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, is not among us, not among I and I. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned to Elohim, Acharim, to other Elohim, other gods. Now, therefore, write y'all this song for you, and teach it to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me, for I, against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons, the children of Yisrael. 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 And hear, 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 Shema, Yisrael, give ear, hear for the Sheishi, the Sheishi, the Sheishi, the Sheishi, the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth offering up, up offering here for this Shabbat, Wayelek, Sabbath, and he went. Ki, bienu, illa ha edama, asha nisha ba'iti, la ebotayo. Zabata Halav Ua Devash We Akal We Sabaa We Da Shen Ua Fana Ella Elohim Echerim Wa E Badun We Nia Etsuni We Hefer Et Beriti. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear to their fathers, to their patriarchs. Ki yabienu el haedama asha nisha ba'iti ala ebotayo. That floweth with milk and honey, zavata halav ur devash. And they shall have eaten and filled themselves with akala, with sava'a, with tashena uafana, and waxen fat. Then will they turn to other gods, to other Elohim, ufana el Elohim echarim, and serve them wa badun, and provoke me, and provoke I, wa niya itzuni, and break my covenant, with hefer eta briti. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, of their race. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moshe, therefore, wrote this song the same day and taught it the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. And he gave Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a charge, and said, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak wa ematz, Be strong and of a good courage. Chazak awa ematz. Be strong and of a good courage. Chazak, 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 chazak. With ematz, 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 ematz. For thou shalt bring the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, into the land, which I swear to them, and I will be with thee. Moshe, Moses, Musa instructs Halloween, the Lewawian, Moses instructs the Levites, verse 24. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words, HaDibarim, the Dibarim, of this Torah, of this direction, instruction, of this law, in a cipher, in a book, until they were finished.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 the seventh. The Shavii, 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 Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. Seventh reading, upper offering here for this Shabbat Vayelek. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book. It's called, in English, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 25, for the Shavii, the Shavii, for the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading, upper offering here. Vayitzau Moshe et ha'Elohim nosa'ei Aharon b'riti Yehovah le'mor. That Moses commanded the Levite ha'Elohim, who bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh of Jehovah, saying, Vayitzau Moshe et ha'Elohim nosa'ei Aharon b'riti Yehovah le'mor. Take this book of the law, this book, cipher of HaTorah, and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah Elohim, of Jehovah Yah Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh, against Jehovah. And how much more after my death. Then here, verse 28, for the Maftir, for this Shabbat Vayelek, the Maftir reading, verse 28, for the Maftir. Ha kehilu, Eli, et kol ziknei, shivatekem, with shotarekem, with hidabra, be aznehem, et ha debarim ha eile we a ida pam et ha shamaim we et ha aret. Gather to me, two eye. All the elders of your tribes, ha kahilu helai, et the call of ziknei ashivat akem, that I may speak, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears. Gather, ha kahilu elai. Gather to I, ha kahilu elai. All the elders of your tribes, ha kahilu elai, at the call of ziknei ashivatekem, and your officers, with shotreikem, that I may speak,
that I may speak, that I may speak, that I may speak, that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak, why dabera, these words in their ears, why dabera, ve'aznehem, et ha'debarim ha'ele, and call heaven and earth to record against them. We are ida bam et ha shemaim ve et ha haret. For I know that after my death, ye y'all will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye y'all will do evil in the sight of Yahweh, in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moses spake in the ears of all the aggregation of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Sound, glory be to the Power. Kavur labinu la melkein, and glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kavur la ketamawi, hayla salas, say glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Meshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in the name of Jesus Christus. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa imru. Amen.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayeolam metei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah Sheinah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debrehim Hane'amarim ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6 to chapter 56, verse 8. Bless my Abba, what will I manifest the good news? How do I'm locked? Seek Yahweh, Bukhu, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, the Kufu, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to Yahweh, Bukhu, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to Yahweh Buruku for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Chapter 56. Thus saith Yahweh Buruku, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh, Buruku, to the eunuchs that keep my Shabbat, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even to them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, Aul, that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh, to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, Buruku, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Ooh. The Master Yahweh Buruku, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered to him. Amen. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. All praises to the Most High, Jarrah, Sepharai, the Almighty, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the Gusnikas of Ethiopia. Bless him, Getachim, and Hanatachim, Yeshua. Amen.
Shabbat Shuba, Sabbath of return.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense.
As incense.
As incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense,
as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice.
So right here, here, here for the Shabbat, Shabbat Shuvah, Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of return, the Sabbath between the Day of the Atonement and the blowing of the trumpet. In the order, the blowing of the trumpet, coming forward to Day of Atonement with the 10 days of awe, and the Shabbat between. It's like the final call, right, to make those adjustments for the judgment to turn from the straight way to Yahweh. So here, 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 we have Micah, right? Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to chapter 20, verse 9, as well as Hosea chapter 14, verse 2 to 10, as well as Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to verse 27. The time that we have here on the After Shabbat podcast, the Full of Full, coming forward on the first day service, a.k.a. the Sunday service. We're right here, 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 just to seal up, give thanks, Ra Sahar Ahad right there for the read. And we read right there from Yeshaya, from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to chapter 56. Verse 8, but for the Shabbat of return, turn, yes, I.
Hosea, chapter 14, verse 2, Beit, verse 3, Gimel. Shuba Israel, ad Yahweh Eloheka, ki kishalta be'oneka. Kahu imakim debarim ushbu el yahoa emaru elayu kol tisa aon wikachtov un shalma parim shevatenu. O Israel, return to Yahweh Eloheka, the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thy iniquity, by thy lawlessness. Take with you words and turn to Yahweh. Say to him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously. So will we render the calves of our lips. Asher will not save us. We will not ride upon horses. Neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. Ye are our Elohims. Ye are our gods. For in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew to Israel. He shall grow as the lily, and cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn, and grow as a vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of Yahweh are right, and the just shall walk in them. But transgressors shall fall therein.
Yes, yes, yes. Give thanks, Ross. I am sent to far for the read right there for the Shabbat Shuba, the Sabbath of return. And here, the next reading right here from Micah, Shema Yisrael.
Book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Who is an El like to thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for Iva, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us, he will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn to our fathers from the days of old. Amen. Ke bole kwalu, ke bole demsu, ke bole hailu, ke bo kitamawi haile shalas, in the goose negesa Ethiopia, sume ikizi abahera, besem getachim in a hanatachin, Yeshua Moshiach. Amen.
Toda Rabba, Tawada. Enough thanks right there, Habarim, Talmudim, Shalanu right there for the reads right there. And we have one more read, but here coming up on the cusp right here of the Iowa. So this is the first part here in the Full of Full coming forward. You know, after the read podcast, coming forward at the top of the hour, coming again for the first day service. But here from Joel, chapter 2. Verse 15, Tiko'u, shofar, Bitzion, Tiko'u, blow the horn, the shofar, the ram's horn, Bitzion, in Zion, in Zion, hear, yes, I, right. Blow the horn, the ram's horn in Zion, Tiko'u, shofar, Bitzion, sanctify a fast, Kadeshu, Tzom, call a solemn assembly, Keru'u, Itzara, Keru, Itzara, right here, the full of four coming forward right here, first day service, Yom HaRishon, the Ehud, Melkam Ehud, Yesai, Shabuah Tov, here, calling, tune in. First day service beginning right now.